Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. And if you're new around these neck of the woods, I want to say welcome to you as well. It feels like it's been forever since I have recorded a podcast because I batch my work and I've missed you. I've missed recording, but I know you've been getting a podcast every week. But nevertheless, I'm so happy to be recording today's podcast because I'm going to be sharing a story with you about something that happened to me years ago that made me really question this whole idea of playing big. Because what I want you to realize is that your petite may be your grande. And you're going to know what I mean by that in just a minute. But this is basically a podcast about listening to your heart. So here's what happened. Years ago, I was sitting in a room full of very successful people from all walks of life at this weekend intensive. And we had just been asked a rather vulnerable question by our facilitator. He said, "How will you play big this year?" And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when that question is posed and you know your time is coming up, all you can do is get in your head and think, "Oh my gosh, what's my answer going to be? What are these people going to think?" And I knew my turn was going to come really, really soon to give a fabulous and true answer. And as I contemplated my answer, I was actually unclear. In fact, my mind felt like mud. Have you ever had those moments where you just don't even know what your truth is? Well, that's how my mind was feeling. And I found that my head was filled with so many shoulds versus my true desires. So I needed to go deeper. What was really true for me? What did I really want? And I sat with that question for about an hour before my name was called. And up until this point, I want you to realize, again, super successful people. And some of the people had already answered with things like, "I want to make $1 million this year. I want to get $3 million in venture capital. I want to finish my MBA at Wharton. I want to buy New York City real estate." Up until the seminar, I thought my desires were pretty impressive, but they were starting to seem pretty puny compared to these big dreams I was hearing about. And at one point, I thought about throwing a big income goal out there just to get this whole playing big exercise over and done with, but I couldn't. I had spent so many years telling people what I thought they wanted to hear versus what was my truth. And when I thought about what I truly wanted, it actually felt very small in comparison to everyone else. And I started to ask myself, you know what, Tanya, are you simply afraid? Was I trying to avoid putting big desires out into the world? Was I really playing small? And as I walked up to the front of the room with about 20 set of eyeballs looking at me, I wasn't sure what was going to come out of my mouth. So there I stood in front of people who were playing big, and here I was feeling really, really small. My mind was still playing tricks on me as I took center stage and it whispered, "Tanya, don't play small." And I was still confused as to what that meant to me. But then I had my moment of truth. I took a deep breath and I shared proudly my version of playing big in the coming year. It wasn't one big goal, but a collection of smaller things that I wanted to create and experience. Things like, I want to write every single day. I want to take a group of women to Paris. I want to host more dinner parties and dance more. I want to take a French immersion program and read more fiction books. I want to focus on building a community of like-minded women who can talk about a great handbag and God in the same sentence. I want to sip champagne on a Tuesday night just because, and I want to continue to cultivate my mind. And I want to create content, connection, and conversation with women that will delight and inspire them to live a beautiful life. There you have it. That's what I said. And with that, I watched a room full of people look at me with curious confusion, mostly the men, like I had somehow just stumbled into this room accidentally. And I could read their minds. They're probably thinking, champagne, dinner parties, and French? Who is this chick? So there I was, I felt like an apple in a basket full of oranges, or a pair of Manolos in a pile of Birkenstocks, which, by the way, the bees are starting to become very très chic, not to mention very comfortable. But nevertheless, I felt like I didn't belong in a room full of big dreamers. With all the big talk about money and investments and real estate, they didn't quite know what to do with me. I didn't even know what to do with me. Yet, I felt so excited about every big pursuit that I had professed, until the facilitator stood up and said, "Tanya, I think you're playing small." And with the power of those six words, I began to spiral into shame and confusion. Was I playing small? Was I just too stupid to know about investments or running a successful business? Was I hiding from what I really wanted? Should I want more and something different? What was wrong with me? And I stood there like a deer in the headlights, not quite sure of an appropriate response. But then I had my act of bravery. I remembered something a dear friend once told me, and she said, "The biggest act of bravery is being strong enough to love what you love and want what you want." After spending my early adulthood doing what I thought I should do, it felt terrible to go back down that road again. You know, I thought I should get married, so I did it at the young age of 18. I thought I should have a child, so my daughter was born soon after. I thought I should go to school to become a nurse, so I checked that off too. All my life, I had listened to everyone else's opinion of what I should do with my life, and I was not going to let this stranger misguide me again. In that moment, I knew my truth. Again, I was not going to give in to what I thought he wanted to hear. So I turned to the facilitator and I said, "No one gets to decide my version of playing big but me." And with that, I sashayed like a peacock right back to my seat. And to my surprise, I received a standing ovation and applause from all of those that I thought were judging me. And it goes to show you that you can't read other people's minds either. So I want you to think about who decides on your version of big. The only person that gets to decide what playing big is for you is you. Of course, everyone will have an opinion. Some will think you're playing too big. Others will swear that you're playing too small. Let people think what they wish. If I've learned anything, it's that people will constantly project their beliefs and their limitations onto you. So you're better off letting people think what they want because they're going to do it anyway. Stay in your business. And what others think of your dreams in your life, contrary to what you may believe, is actually none of your business. Your business is deciding what feels true for you. It could be traveling the world solo on a boat or growing a garden. You will know your version of big because it will both stretch, challenge, and delight you. Take my client Joyce, for instance. After working as an attorney for 25 years and becoming a senior partner, she walked in one day and handed in her 90-day notice. Joyce played big that day by leaving a big thing. Of course, her friends thought she was insane. Her partners were flabbergasted. Even her hairdresser couldn't believe she was letting go of something she'd worked so hard to build. But she finally got to the place where she valued her own joy more than pleasing others. She sold her big home, got rid of her big career title, and moved into a small home on a lake. She told me she's never been happier. Joyce played big. Here's the thing. I want you to think about this. Don't chase big things. Follow your big soul. Back when I was at the seminar, I was into the whole pushing my comfort zone thing. And guess what? I still am. I do believe that our souls are here to learn and grow and expand. And our souls are unique, like an haute couture dress. So therefore, not every soul wants to make six figures or be a size six, because no two souls are alike. And that's what happens when we start looking outside of us and we start looking at social media and what we think we should want. It's time to tap into what you want. Your big soul may want to speak fluent German and make apple pies, right? I don't know what your soul is calling you to feel and create and become, but what I do know is that it will guide you if you'll be brave enough to listen. And when you listen to it, expect it to be equally terrifying and intoxicating. The most comfortable thing I could have done in that room that day was to lie to myself and everybody else and tell them what I thought they wanted to hear. But speaking my truth was the best thing I could do. Of course, it made me feel nauseous at the time, but then I felt liberated. And that's usually how it works. So I want to challenge you to want what you want unapologetically. Elizabeth, another client of mine, had so much shame and guilt for her desire to want money. She admitted to me that her goal was to triple her already million-dollar income in the next year. Then she proceeded to tell me that she would give money to charity. It was her way of clearing up the guilt and justifying her want. And I assured her that she gets to want $10 million under one condition, that she likes her reason for wanting it. That's all that really matters. And so when Elizabeth dug deep into her why, it was because of her daughter. She wanted to be an example that a Black woman who was born with very little doesn't have to be limited in the way she lives. She wanted her daughter to see her as an example of what's possible. And Elizabeth liked her reason. And so did I, but I never told her that because my opinion about her dreams doesn't matter. I just want her to feel good about them, just like I want you to feel good about them. So you know what? If you want to sell everything and move into a shack, and that feels amazing to you and you like your reason, I will be your biggest cheerleader. Equally, if you want to go out there and build an empire and make $10 million a year, I am going to cheer you on. In a world that's constantly telling you that you should want this and want that, it's up to you to dig deep and explore what you deeply desire. Feel into your body and your heart, dig into your why, and like your reason for wanting whatever you want. And when you figure out what it is that you want it unapologetically. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to tell people why you want it. You just have to feel like it's true for you. You just have to like your reason for wanting it. Don't try to explain it to your neighbor, Sally. Don't waste your energy justifying it to your cousin, Sue. Simply want it for you and make sure you like your reason. So here's the other thing. The thing that I've realized is that your definition of playing big will evolve as you do. Since that day many years ago, my answer to that question that was posed would hold much of the same truth. I still want to have champagne on Tuesdays and host fabulous dinner parties. But as I've evolved, so have my desires. I am at a place in my life where I want to take wild fantasies and turn them into reality as an example of what's possible. I'm being called to create beautiful experiences, both virtually and in person, and have a greater impact. A few years ago, I felt the strong urge to become financially savvy because at the minimum, I wanted to be able to read a P&L statement without breaking out into hives, right? I'm like, this is like an important thing for the founder and CEO of a company to understand. But it opened up this deeper desire that I really wanted to be a financially savvy woman. And so I've been putting a lot of effort and learning and educating myself on what that means. And today I'm wanting things that would have probably been more acceptable in that room, not because it's a should, but because I've actually evolved. Things like real estate. Yes, I have a big fantasy around this one. I want to grow my company with a bigger team and impact. I want to invest in companies that I'm passionate about. And I'm putting this one out there because I need someone to give me a good whipping. I want to finally write that book I've been dreaming of for years. And I still want the trips to Paris with my ladies. And of course, again, the champagne on Tuesdays. And here's what I want you to know. I got here by constantly playing to my own version of big. If I would have tried to skip those steps and not listen to my soul, I wouldn't be where I am now. I would probably been coerced into doing online business class programs, right? But that wasn't my version of big at the time. And every day, I'm having conversations with women who are feeling so conflicted about what they want. On one hand, they're feeling like, I should want to go and become a CEO or start my own business. On the other hand, I should want to stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom, right? It's so conflicting because all of the noise outside of us is giving us different opinions. And it's up to you to really tap into your truth, listen to your body, listen to your heart, and figure out why you want anything that you want, and simply ask yourself, do I like my reason? So now it's your turn. I want you to pretend that you're standing at the front of that room and you've been asked the question, how will you play big this year? What is your truth? Thanks for tuning in. I will see you on the next podcast. Cheers.